What a night on Saturday night. England's women, they made history by reaching the semi-finals of the World Cup. The Lionesses beat the host nation Canada 2-1 in Vancouver.
Now, 1.6 million people tuned in to see the match, and the winning goal came from Manchester's Lucy Bronze.
It's something that we've been working on in training, and our goalkeeper coach, Lee Kendall, was like, it's going to work today. I think my mum will be on Expedia or whatever, booking a flight here now. You can bet a score in the semi, because I can imagine she's coming out.
Other travel websites are available other than Expedia, but lo and behold, Lucy's mum, Diane, was straight onto the computer. She's currently at Newcastle Airport, ready to fly to Canada. Morning, Lucy's mum, Diane.
Good morning. You've set me right off. I'm crying my eyes out now.
Now, do you know, it's interesting because I watched the game on Saturday. I'd got butterflies towards the end of that game. I can only imagine what was going through. I mean, give me your emotions first when Lucy scored and then at the end of the game.
Disbelief, really. We're not you. She's a defender. We're always celebrating the keep a clean sheet, keep a clean sheet. So for her to score is just amazing. I mean, the first time she scored in the other match, that was like the absolute bee's knees. But when she did it again, I thought, oh my, it's just like another universe.
So who was at the house? What was the reaction when the goal went in?
Well, we were saying that my son's in Sheffield because my other daughter was trying to qualify for national finals in heptathlon. So we'd been to bed in the afternoon to make sure we could stay up. So here, my son, my other daughter, and my son's girlfriend and his dog. But my mother and my sister were in Newcastle and my husband at home in Alnwick, and we all had FaceTime going backwards and forwards. Every time anything happened, everybody was getting on the phone and FaceTiming and was pointing phones at each other. And yeah, it was a bit raucous and loud and overexcited.
The dog must have been very confused.
The dog was absolutely bonkers.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because the defenders have been scoring the goals for England in this tournament.
Well, yeah, but that's what they keep saying. It's all about the team, and sometimes it's mind. Jodie Taylor's was amazing, but sometimes it's about pulling people out of position so somebody else can get through. And that's what they're doing. They're playing. It's the team. It's all about how the whole squad and they're all playing and they're all. That's what makes it.
This is costing you a few bob, isn't it, Diane?
I'm going to have to delay my retirement.
But worth every penny, I can imagine.
Well, I can't believe it, because she played in the Under-17 World Cup in New Zealand, and I absolutely couldn't go because my other daughter was too young and how it fitted in. And then they won the Euros, when they won the Under-19 Euros in Belarus, it was too late. I couldn't get a visa, and it was too difficult. So, like, 3 weeks ago, I sort of said, oh, if you get through the semis, then you're there to the end. I have to see what I can do. So we looked into it and knew that it was possible. So the minute the match finished, my son, because I didn't want to put it on beforehand, you know, while the match was on, it was too tight. My son immediately logged straight onto the computer, and I'm saying, within 15 minutes of the match finishing, we had flights booked.
Wow, extraordinary. Do you think they can win it, Diane?
Absolutely.
Good on you, that's what I like. Good positive mental attitude, that's what you need. Listen.
Did you not see my daughter's chin when they were going against Canada? It's like, you're not getting past me.
You brought her up well, Diane. Listen,
well,
many congratulations. Many congratulations on what Lucy's achieved so far. I'm sure it's going to be a very proud moment for you on Wednesday night. Yeah. We'll try and check in with you again, find out how it all went.
Right.
All right, Diane.
Thank you very much.
Have a good flight as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. And don't forget, England take on the defending champions Japan in the semi-final. It's on Wednesday at 11:40, and you can watch that game on BBC One.